Let me introduce our two guests. First, Eric Dittmer, a professor emeritus of SOU Environmental Studies, and you are the administrative coordinator with Southern Oregon Climate Action Now, SOCAN. Yeah. Welcome, Mary.
Thank you.
We also have with us Kathy Conway, a co-facilitator at SOCAN, also a professor emeritus of the Department of Elementary, Early, and Special Education at Southeast Missouri State University. Got that right, Kathy?
Yeah, you got all that. Thank you.
Thank you and welcome. Well, tell us a little bit about this program. In our area, folks are familiar with things like the Master Gardeners and Master Recyclers. Is this program that you've created, is it kind of related to those things?
Well, the format is very similar to that. It's pretty rigorous to learn about more about climate issues here in the Valley and in the state level and worldwide. It's very science-based, and basically you learn the details and the updated information on climate change with some emphasis on local impacts. And at that point, you're better able to talk about climate change intelligently to others. And the overall goal is to encourage not just awareness, but action, where things that people can do locally, state level, and nationwide to, you know, reduce our footprint, to encourage others to do the same, and to, you know, work on a myriad of different approaches that addresses climate change proactively.
Mm-hmm. I think there's such a difficulty for people to try to understand and separate the science from some of the politics and everything mm-hmm. else that goes into that dialogue. An average person must have a very difficult time trying to do that.
Yeah, and that's very unfortunate because the science is there, and this course is designed to give a person some information, and then in the course it's interactive, and so we talk about those things so that, for me, I learn better if I get to talk about some of those ideas. And the idea is that when we finish a session or the whole course, that a person could talk with others and feel comfortable about doing it.
If you'd like to join our conversation this morning about the Master Climate Protector Program, you can call us on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, or you can send us an email, jx@jeffnet.org. Where did you get the idea for this?
Well, it's been kind of long in coming, but there's a book about bringing people together and having a different topic each evening and then doing action and coming back in a month. And so that was one factor. But then we have quite a few people that are involved in SOCAN who are part of Master Climate or Master Gardener and Master Recycler. And so we felt that was a good model to use and to just take that with the climate perspective.
Now, you've already done a trial run earlier this year, is that correct?
That's correct. We had a pilot program this spring where we had 18 or so students. And students is maybe the wrong word in a way that they're so interactive that they contributed their expertise into the discussion and added to an educational flow that went actually both ways. That was a very, very successful and we were checking out, you know, how we would do our format and verifying that our content made sense. And we received feedback, endorsements, or the real support from the folks that have gone through it in the form of testimonials. And what they saw was not just the data that is available and the trends, but we had evenings on a 10-week course that included water and energy and transportation, the impacts on agriculture, human health, and ending and culminating with how do you approach the next step, such as through your actions as part of our wrap-up.
Tell me a little bit about the 10-week program. Launches next month, is that correct?
I guess that is right. It starts September 11th, which is a Monday, and it is from 6 to 8 p.m., and then it will continue for 10 weeks on Mondays. It's at the New Community Center in Talent, and there is a fee, a $100 fee, However, we have scholarships, so we don't want the money to keep anybody from attending. We have a couple of students who are talking about they'd like to be there, and the finance can be an issue. So we want anybody to feel they can participate. Eric had a comment on that.
Well, it's 6 to 9 p.m.
Oh, excuse me.
And so it's 3 hours. It's well broken up. It's not just talking heads. it's discussions at individual tables, contributions from folks who may have some expertise that are also part of the student audience. So that, that 10 weeks is a way to assimilate the information in, at a pace that can be assimilated. And then people hopefully get very enthusiastic about taking their own next steps.
Tell me a little bit about the curriculum itself. Will it mostly be classroom-based, or do you have the equivalent of a lab section? Do you go out and do certain things?
Well, there's the 3 hours, and Louise said we need to make sure we let people know that we break in the middle and we have food so that, you know, we can carry on for the rest of the time. But that's kind of the content information. But the course has a service component. And so the people have a year to complete 20 hours of service. And that's where you kind of think through what you've learned and how you want to share that. And we set that up so people do what they're comfortable with. So some people might want to do presentations to friends or neighbors or community groups. We do a lot of Earth Day tabling and things like that. So that's an option, a chance for people to talk to others. And we have a lot of information, a lot of links on the web, so a person can always go and read more about some aspect. We have people from the pilot who said, for example, when you did the energy and construction session, I really didn't get all that. I want to hear that again. Yeah. Well, they were part of the pilot, so they can come back again and listen to it another time so that they have that also that they can do.
Do you have some specific things that you would like to see graduates go out and do in the community, or is it a little more open than that?
Yes. While there is no homework, quote unquote, as part of the course, there are expectations that include a service component, you know, maybe 20 hours of activities that the students can do during or after the class that would include, you know, public presentations or attending the booth that SOCAN has at parades and at other environmental events. We had one person who created a bumper sticker for SOCAN. There's a myriad of ways to do service, but it's a way for us to make it easy to transition from the technical term, I think, is doing nothing
right,
to actually doing something that's not onerous. It turns out to be fun. And but it has really meaningful results for our local effort.
Are you folks the experts internally, or are you hoping that some of the students will become will raise their expertise at least in certain areas? I'm thinking of the Master Gardener program. If you call them up and you have a specific question or issue about a particular plant, you may get, well, you will. I know from experience calling up, you'll get referred to somebody who really knows that particular thing. So is that going to be the same in your case?
Well, right now we have a website, so anybody who has questions can, or I'm sorry, we have the website, but we also have a help place. So we have people who can provide answers. But we see this as growing the community that understands. And so we have our, quote, experts now, but we definitely see that as growing. And we acknowledge there are people in the community who know more than we do about things. And it's enlarging the community so we can share ideas.
We're speaking to this morning about the new Master Climate Protector Program. This is from Southern Oregon Climate Action Now, SOCAN. If you have a question that you would like to ask, give us a call on the Jefferson Exchange, the toll-free number, 800-838-3760, or you can send us a question by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Looking ahead, do you foresee this expanding past just locally, or are you hoping to send this out into the world as well?
Well, we'd obviously like to see this same model be distributed throughout the country. It's an initial effort. It has been very successful through the pilot study. It will have, and we, in fact, are limited in our enrollment potential. We have about 12 slots left for the September 11th start date. And that process would also have a way for the folks that take the class then to spread the word themselves. And we will probably offer the class next spring as well. And if it grows, wow, what a nice problem to have.
Yeah, I've had people talk to me about having this around the state because we focus so much on local issues that statewide is an easy extension. Larger than that is going to be harder, but we're at a point where we need to get this information out, and so we'll just go with what happens. But there is interest in expanding it beyond our area.
Well, climate change is, of course, a global problem, but it plays out differently in your neighborhood. From your experience, what do you see as some key issues just in Southern Oregon and Northern California?
I think one of the ones, with my background in water issues here in the region, is the declining snowpack and the impact on the water supplies, particularly agriculture. Our domestic water supplies, at least within the Bear Creek Valley, are well supplied. But for irrigation, the ability to store water is limited. And if we have less precipitation overall, then the irrigation districts become hard-pressed to provide water when everybody wants it. And the other issue is that you're seeing variations in weather. The storms are more severe, and you're running the potential for increased rainfall intensity in the wintertime when very few people need it. It then, you know, runs off.
Right.
And the net is a loss in water. And then how does our agriculture, for example, adapt to that in the future?
Another issue we have is with transportation. And as there are studies, and our region is similar to the state and other areas, and so the big things they identify as contributing to our greenhouse gas emissions are our energy use, our transportation, and the stuff we buy. And so those are all aspects that we look at in the course, but getting people to focus on their energy consumption, how can they reduce that is a biggie, and how can they get it from a different source, a renewable source, and their transportation, and just how can they make changes. City of Ashland is looking at things in that arena as well as other places. And one of the people in the pilot said she knew a lot about climate change, but she didn't realize the impact of the stuff she buys. And so there's an area that anybody can make changes just in the amount they consume and where it comes from, what they consume. And so she's the one who designed the bumper sticker to help people be more aware of the stuff they buy.
Okay. Eric, you had a comment?
Well, I was just thinking that combination of all of the information that you have and applying that information as you learn it to service is a way. You mentioned lab. Well, that's sort of a lab, an individual controlled lab. And the ideas that came from the folks that say, you know, you have this service component. What if I did this? And it just makes sense to have that creativity come from the students. That broadens our scope. Now, the SOCAN website, the overall website, SOCAN, SOCAN.ECO, ECO, has a tremendous amount of information on it. It becomes the library almost for this class, but also for the general public. If they want to look up something, the current information and the current trends and the current legislation is there for them to learn about what's going on and to say, oh, wait a minute, I have a question about this. I'll contact SOCAN, and we will do our best to give them the correct answers.
Has the has government, at least the state of Oregon and local city governments, in your opinion, have they been fairly helpful? I mean, you would think that in certain states they might be, in others you might not. But have you had any experience with that here?
Well, interesting. I just wrote down legislation as we were talking. SOCAN and other groups in the area are part of a statewide group working on statewide legislation that was put together over the last few years with the hope that this next session things will happen. So Oregon, in a way, is leading, but really could lead more. And through legislation, that happens. We see some cities that are developing different plans, climate action plans, and so that's a good lead. There is a step, which may be in some cases a big step, between a plan and action. And so we see people from the Master Climate Protector as being there to encourage that step and ideas on how to take action.
There's a lot of negative energy, comments, pessimism about climate change. Sometimes you'll see a media story that says the sky is falling, and maybe it is. But you seem to be willing and want to do something about this. Are you, this is a big question, are you overall pessimistic about climate change right now, or are you optimistic that with things like this we can make a difference?
Well, we know this is a major impact on the Earth as we know it. The data are there to show that this is not just a normal cycle. When this radio station this morning mentioned that two sailboats are going to the North Pole, no ice, okay?
Right.
They're going to try to sail to the North Pole. It's easy at that point to say, you know, the polar bears are at risk. Throw your hands in the air, wring your hands, lament. But it doesn't take long to realize that you can't do that. You need to be part of a solution. And I'm doing this not for me. I mean, I have this wonderful lifestyle, okay? What about our grandkids? You know, and they're going to turn around and say, Grandpa, you know, things are just not good here. And what did you do? Well, I think if everybody sees an opportunity to be part of the solution, that's one of the things we'd love to see overall.
And I think generally you'd see the people in SOCAN are people who say, we just can't sit back. We have to do everything we can do. And for future generations, it's just imperative. And there are people who say we have the knowledge, we have the technology, we just need the will to do it. And so we're trying to help
trying
support
to make
that will.
Mm-hmm. Well, joining us this morning has been Eric Dittmer. You are the administrative coordinator at SOCAN. And we also had Kathy Conway with us. And you're a co-facilitator from that organization, a chance to become a master climate protector in our area. Again, the program starts in September. You can contact SOCAN through your website, right?
Right. Or can we give that website?
You can.
Okay. The Master Climate Protector website is socanmcp.eco. So it's SOCAN, SOCANMCP for Master Climate Protector.eco is the website.
All right. Thank you for joining me this morning. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll take a look at some media issues.